When we become diligent and dedicated and devoted, I like the word devoted. When we become devoted to being the vibrational match without having to know the how, we will experience the miracles day after day after day after day. And that is what I'm committed to, and I bet you are as well.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
So why does everyone just take a moment? Because I have a cool message for today, but everyone just take a moment to anchor in. What's one thing you're going to do for you today that's going to have you feel more glowing? Something from the external. Does something need cleaned up, organized, closet clear out? Is it a matter of, and just drop in the chat once you've got it, so like we can be in community around it. Is it drinking more water? Is it cleaning up the eating? Is it getting rid of dairy? Like, what's your thing that you just want to anchor in? So we'll just take a moment and don't do what you think you should do. Let yourself be guided. Because we can be really hard on ourselves. It's like, what's one action you can take externally that's going to have you feel more you, more radiant? And let's see what some of them. Tanya says, organize my room. It's starting to get too cluttered. Great. Jessica says, teeth whitening's a great idea. We got a face mask in the house. Great. Getting rid of clutter. Putting on cute brooches and jean jacket. Okay, great. Need a hair touch up. Face mask and no sugar today. Beautiful, ladies. Beautiful. Sorting through my workout clothes. Wonderful. I schedule a pedicure. Excellent. It's like this stuff gets so poo-hooed in society. And I think it's up to women like us to prioritize our well-being. And we all know how amazing we feel when we've scheduled a housekeeper and the house is clean, or we've gone through our closet and gotten rid of the clothes that we're just not going to wear anymore, or scheduled that pedicure. There's just this sense of like having yourself together, you know, like having things sorted, taken care of. And we all know what it's like to be rushing around trying to get in last minute for a pedicure and calling seven places and nothing's open, they can't fit in. And it's just, it's not a queenly feel, you know? So, and that usually only happens because we said, I need to schedule the pedicure. And you put everyone and everything else and all the shoulds in front of you and you haven't listened to that voice. So today, what I am super, super excited to dive into with is really listening to the still small voice within and opening up to the infinite. And this is what is going to have us glow in such an attractive, magnetic way, where we are going to not just get back to truth, but deepen into truth more than ever. And when you get into truth, all is well. And it's not about the pushing and the achieving and the striving and the making anything happen. And there also is no doubt, fear, anxiety, stress, or drama. And this is where I know we all desire to be, is in pure alignment, connected with spirit and in truth. And in truth, we have the present moment. In truth, we have the power of presence. And the more we train ourselves to let this be not even just 5 minutes or part of our morning routine or part of a meditation at night, but our actual way of being and going through the world, that's where life gets so sweet. And that's how life was meant to be designed. we know that there are the different seasons in our life that, you know, are, it's, that are part of life. There are appropriate challenges. There are appropriate places of growth. There are appropriate times of grief. And I believe that even when we're in some sort of sorrow or in the midst of a dark night of the soul, there can even be an odd sense of peace in that if you're really moving through it as Spirit has intended. Because Spirit has never intended to punish, to squelch, to torture. That's what we do. That's what society does. So when we're feeling feelings of guilt or shame or not good enoughness or that kind of fear, that's not part of truth. That's not part of Spirit. So as queens, what we're going to be looking to dive into today is accessing the fullness of you, which is truth, which is connected to the infinite, and approaching it with the intention that this gets to be how we go through life. This gets to be the consistent way we show up. That it's not like we have like a great day here or there, or we have, you know, a lucky streak or any of that. It's not the way it's been intended. And I'm going to share with you much of what I've been going through and how I've been deepening into this lesson. It's like I've known it on a certain level and I've allowed a certain amount of it in. As I deepen, I have become aware of my own unconscious resistance to the infinite, quite frankly. And I'm bored of it. I'm just tired of letting myself like even be tempted to go into fear or doubt or worry or concern or constraint or constriction, because it's just a silly way to live when you have been blessed with the knowledge of what truth actually is. So I invite all of us to take a deep dive into our own relationship with truth and the infinite today, so that you can be so clear on your purpose, on your destiny, yes, on your contribution, if that's the season of life that you're in, but also on your experience of well-being. That we women are actually meant to, not just for ourselves, but for the world, demonstrate true femininity that's way beyond and includes a pedicure. You know, true femininity doesn't think your desires are wrong or too much or that they have to take such a long time when you have access to the infinite. And then those places and spaces when we're not even clear on what those desires are, that's where we also get to be in the power of connection and community, knowing that the answer does exist, even if we're not clear on it. And it truly is seek and you will find. So let's kick this off with a prayer. And I just want you to settle in and thank yourself for being here. I thank you for being here. And just have so much gratitude that whatever you had to clear out to make happen so that you're here in this moment, just be like, yeah, I did this for me. This is one way for me to get my summer glow up on prioritizing me and prioritizing my time with Spirit. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this beautiful collective of soulful spirits that you have joined together here, where we are all seeking more of you. We're all seeking more of you in each and every one of us. We know that your ways are higher, and so we are seeking your higher ways. And we let go and relinquish from what we have been taught or what we have been told or what we have been trained to think or conditioned to believe. And in this moment, we open to the infinite. We open ourselves to getting great at receiving your abundant truth, love, power, direction, clarity, confidence, safety. And we thank you. We invite you to show us how to let it be so much easier. How to let ourselves be guided. How to open up to receive the expansiveness that already exists, that's already there, that's already waiting for us. Retrain our thinking and our minds of what we believe the constraints or the constrictions are. Because truly with you, all things are possible. And we pray this believing. Amen. So I'd love to have an interactive time here for a moment. And I want you to just journal. I find the experience and the process of journaling, we'll probably do it for maybe 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes of connecting with you. It's 5 minutes of really opening up. And I think that there's the studies show that there's a process with the physical senses that when you have like pen, paper, thoughts moving out of your body and onto the page, that there's just such an anchoring. And sometimes when I like think of like, oh, what's my intention or what's my question or this, that, like it can sometimes come from a neck up place. When I take the time to get into my body and let spirit flow through me onto the page, then I can get to more of the juiciness, more of the core, more of the accurate communication that I'm craving with the infinite. So why don't you, and if you don't have a journal or something handy, you're welcome to sit in silence and perhaps meditate and let it come to you that way. But for me, I find that the journaling is what's really nice. So let's take, and let's just show ourselves. We're gonna, as soon as I can find my, let's see, we're gonna do some Deva Pramal here. So I can find my music. See which album occurs to it. Oh, I like this one. We'll do 5 minutes and just pay attention to what 5 minutes does for you. Thank you. Notice how that feels. Notice how it feels in your body to have spent 5 minutes journaling. And what came up for me is it wasn't enough. That it was a great start, it was a great connection. I felt an opening, and yet for women like us to give ourselves more than enough time, more than enough space. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. And when you give yourself a way of being in the world where you are the vibrational match for more than enough, then you're really in true alignment. You know, it's gotten rather cliche or almost popular. Be like, oh, I don't have the time. It's a lack statement, right? Same with, you know, and the women entrepreneur, I don't have the money. It's a lack statement. We are powerful creators and beings. Why have we, and I say this to myself as well, like, why have we let our beautiful, thou art woman power inside of us, connected with the Holy Spirit and the infinite, why would we let ourselves believe, let alone think, let alone say, I can't, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I like any of it. It's just the habit of the unconscious. And so Are y'all cool with this? I mean, will you want to take this journey? I mean, part of me, I can hear the temptation in my head is like, well, they came here to get the download and you need to keep talking. And I've got cool stuff to say and share. It's not me. Spirit always flows. But would you like more space? Go ahead and drop in the chat. Like, do you want some more time to journal? Are we kind of turning this into a little mini live event here? What's happening? I wanted to write more. I wanted to write more. Still so much in my mind. More time. Excellent. And, oh, beautiful, beautiful. So I want to just model to you something that I've learned over the years, whether it was at live events or coaching calls or like, we can kind of get this thing like, well, this is what they want from me. Like, I don't want to disappoint them, right? So like, that was like the little thing in the back of my, that used to be in the back of my head, like, well, they're probably looking for some like rah-rah, like download, like live your best life kind of thing. And inside of me, I was like, I would have had to kind of force it. I would have had to kind of push through the experience of what is that it wasn't enough time. And the reason it wasn't enough time for me clearly is because we're all connected. It wasn't enough time for you either. So I also would just want to demonstrate this because I know so many of you are working with your clients in a really deep transformative way too. Err on the side of speaking what you're feeling or thinking to your own clients also. It's a lesson that's taken me years to learn that if you're feeling it, probably they are too. And then check it out. Because if you all were like, nope, that's enough time. Let's move on. Like I could have pivoted. You know, I can rally, but I can do just press play. But that's not what's going on here. So we as feminine women are giving ourselves permission to not have to like force ahead and get ahead and move faster than because what I know that we know inside of us, that by giving ourselves more space and going deeper, we actually will have access to the quantum leap then, right? That's how this works. So Deva, darling, you're coming back and we'll journal. And then let's, like I said, this is, you know, kind of an, this summer glow up here, it's kind of an experiment. I don't have a plan for you other than to be present with you. I'm really here to let spirit guide. So for those of you that are new, if you're looking for a PowerPoint, it's not going to come from Divine Living, and not even an agenda. I really have given myself permission to follow the leadings. I do this at my live events, and I'm apparently doing it here. So the point is, let's all journal. I'll turn the music back on. If you're done journaling and you feel like meditating, do that. When you've had enough space, so to speak, just write complete or done in the chat, and we'll kind of let this evolve organically together. Clearly, I will dust up on my DJ abilities before our next call. Oh, it's because I turned the volume down. That's right. Okay.
Bye.
For those of you who are finished, then Just close your eyes and let's go into a meditation of being and feeling you at one with the desired, whatever it is. All righty. Now, how's it feeling? Did you get a message from the universe? Do you have a different emotional experience than, what was it, 23, 33, 43, from 20 minutes ago? Open, more grounded, spacious, connected, lightened up, bliss. Yeah. I found that my process brought me back to what I know. And I think that pretty much probably most people in this group are not new to spiritual and personal development. The opportunity that we have is to live it more, to be it more, to deepen into it more, to have it become our natural way of being. So I'll share with you a little, I'll share with you a personal journey of what started to happen and what kind of instigated this message, and then share kind of more of what's in my heart today. So as I've been sharing with you, you know, I had that really difficult first quarter of the year, and then went into the state of bliss for like the last 4 months, where nothing could shake me, penetrate me, nothing could go wrong, none of it. And then recently, the apple cart has started to topple a bit. And you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So it started in one area and then another and another. And I'm just going to take one little example because the example doesn't matter. We can all relate. But what happened was, Glenn and I have really enjoyed, and we do enjoy living here in Miami, and we're in a high-rise building, which it has its elements to it and its perks. And we also miss having like a house and a yard and space and that kind of thing. So we just decided to take, you know, we were like in flow and in universal. We're like, well, we'll take a stand for the and. And we got into alignment about what is it that we, you know, where do we want to live and where do we want to have a house, in, you know, addition to this place here. And so we got really clear on the exact location. And I'm like, great. Well, I've got awesome housing karma. Let me just go to town on this. And so there's Gina, you know, every website, every home, and I did the deep dive. And so, well, the truth is actually, I started this process a little while ago and I found the spot very quickly. Actually, like when I first went into it, it was like five houses in, found this and that. And just because of a number of situations that happened with COVID, wasn't able to get to the location, but had been in touch with the realtor. And, you know, once everyone was going to be feeling comfortable, Glenn and I were going to, you know, do a walkthrough of the property. And so every couple of months, you know, I would kind of touch base or whatever, just nobody was stressed about it. Like, you know, we have a place here, this is going to be an additional place. This other place is very like, it's the, you know, very dreamy, but nobody seemed in any big rush and neither were we. And we wanted everyone to feel comfortable around COVID. I do my random 2-month check-in or whatever. And homegirl real estate agent decides to tell, like nonchalantly says to me, there's been an offer on the house. And I'm like, what? I've been in this way longer. What? And I completely went into trick. And I was like, well, get me a video. I'm not going to buy it, sign on Zoom. Give me a video tour. Give me a FaceTime tour. Zoom. Anything. I'll do it. I'll up the offer. I became that person. Like because there's only one home that could be the dream, right? This was like, oh, skip the infinite, the level of limitation that went into this queen set was like, there was one option, what, like, and if I didn't get it, then I was just out. And Glenn's like, you need to take a beat. And I was like, no, I do not. I need to get this house. And so, and it was all this ick, and it was like, what is happening? I haven't felt like this in so long, like the fear, the stress, the elbowing in, the how dare she? Now I'm like starting to hate someone I haven't even met because she didn't call me for, like, I mean, it was just a shit show. And so then I was like, well, Gina, you got to believe what you taught. Like, I had to believe that there's not just one house in this particular area. Like, and then I was like, well, maybe it's not the area. And I would like go and check it. Nope, it is that area. So I was like, well, maybe there's gotta be something else. The universe is pretty abundant, pretty expansive. You can like, there, this or something better. And I'm like trying to play all the old, like, you know, things I bought t-shirts of. And so then there's Gina scouring the internet, 5 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night. Like I'm doing a deep dive, every website, every search, everything. I was like, there is not another one for us. This was it. And then I'm like, then I went into the whole thing. Like, oh my gosh, am I being punished? Like, because I didn't make a move fast enough? Did I like not go into like, you know, like, did I just get a little too blissed out over here? Like, what is that? Like, and then my coach is like, bring it back, Gina. Like, there's not punishment. And I was like, that feels like it. So I've been emotionally, like, I guess there's probably something better, but I've looked everywhere and haven't seen it. Mode going on. Poor Glenn. And so I finally forced myself to go into, and it doesn't matter that I'm talking about a house, right? Like, this is like for all of us in terms of like clients, money, love life, weight loss, any of it. Okay. There's got to be a reason this is happening, and it's not because I'm being punished that I didn't act fast enough. Like, let's just start there, Gina. So sometimes when you just start in the present moment of like, you don't have to get all like, live your epic life mode. You can just get a grip as the best grip you can get in the moment. Okay, I'm maybe not being punished, and just maybe, because I wasn't convinced, maybe that there could be something better. I opened the door of possibility, like the size of a pea. Well, then I went back to basics, and Gina pulled out Ask and It Is Given. Well, fortunately, you know, some athletes have muscular memory on their biceps or abs or whatever. Well, I got spiritual muscular memory at least. And it didn't take long, thankfully, to access what I just wanted to be an encouragement to everyone here today, is that beyond our wildest dreams, beyond our good, beyond our biggest thinking, beyond our best ideas, beyond the biggest notion in our heart about how we want to make a difference in people's lives, beyond is what spirit has waiting for us. And the real thing that I'm being reminded of, and it doesn't even need created, it actually already exists. That's the crazy part. It already exists. So this thing that I was freaking out about, and you might be freaking out about, like the money, the clients, the love life, the healing of the physical diagnosis, whatever it, like the healing already exists. The clients already exist. The money already exists. The clarity on what you're meant to do already exists. And apparently my house also already exists. It's not even like going to be a new construction thing, because it took one day of getting back into activating it. And so you need to understand something about me. When I'm into something, I'm into it. Like full-blown extremist all the way. When I tell you I did an exhaustive search, I could have like gotten my realtor's license and like for this particular area. I knew the numbers of homes, and I'm not talking the addresses. I'm like, you know, number 1482, you know, on the such and such listing. Like I did an Glenn's like, there's gotta be, no, I did an exhaustive search, 15 pages in on the Google search. I know what is there, and there is nothing. So either something has to come on the market that's not already, no, I know. One day of asking and it is given, I'm here to humbly, gratefully, and thankfully report that seemingly out of nowhere, three fantastic websites filled with properties that I hadn't seen seem to have appeared on Google out of nowhere. And so the point is, our best thinking, our biggest thoughts, our highest hopes and dreams, whatever it is, spirit wants us to go to spirit. Spirit wants us to access the infinite. I'm sitting there going to Google like it is source, like get me in, give me a picture. And God knows where your people are. God knows what the answers are. God knows what the solutions are. And what you've prayed for, what you've longed for, I believe that for women like us at this point, we didn't start praying for what we're praying for yesterday. You know, like this has been in us for a while, and you can trust that. And this is your time to shine. As unlikely as it might seem, as maybe a dead end, as you might appear to be looking at your circumstances, this is your time to be lifted into the miraculous for what already exists. and letting yourself be in this place of really asking yourself the question, how good? How good are you willing to let life get? How deeply are you really going to trust God and the infinite universe that you are meant for greatness, that you are meant for epicness, that you are meant for joy, that you are meant for abundance, that you are meant for prosperity, that you are meant to let your light shine in the biggest way, and that all of the people's lives who are meant to be positively impacted by you showing up, very likely because of exactly who you are, exactly what you have been through in your life. You have not been through everything that you have for no reason or for it to not have immense value in the world. So it is my deep prayer and my deep desire that you never again question your worthiness. Because if you allow your worthiness to come from the infinite, to come from God Almighty, who is no respecter of person, then you are more than worthy and you are more than filled with value. And you don't need to come up with confidence. You just need to be who you are and let your light shine. This is what your clients want from you. This is what your audience is craving. This is how your financial flow is going to take place. This is how every opportunity, known and unknown, will come to you when you get the resistance and the smallness and the fear and the worry and the constraint, or even the idea that you're only going to let this much success in. This much abundance, this much love, this much healing, because it's all available. It's all available. And when we focus, and I can't even believe how difficult this has been for me, so I'm going to change my languaging about it. When we become diligent and dedicated and devoted, I like the word devoted. When we become devoted to being the vibrational match without having to know the how, we will experience the miracles day after day after day after day. And that is what I'm committed to, and I bet you are as well. That we are the ones retraining our brains because we have literally been conditioned and programmed, but how's that gonna happen? Or that's not likely gonna happen, but how, okay, you have that big dream, you have that big desire, like, but how? And that's what messed me up, is that I believed that I was in charge. I believed that the Google search was the how. I started with all of the practical, logical, linear, and quite frankly, lack perspective. The masculine is very empowered in the ways that it is meant to be used, but the masculine is not the feminine. The masculine cannot see things as they can be. It sees things as it is. So we must go into the spiritual and go into our feminine power to see things not as they are, but as they can be. And your worth and your calling and your healing and your contribution gets to be lit up by truth. The truth of the bigness of who you are. The truth of the glory that lives within you that is meant to be shined in this world. The truth that all of the resources and all of the people and all of who you're meant to surround yourself with and all of the epicness, it wants you as much as you want it, maybe more. And together, as we allow ourselves to go for the spiritual truth, believe it, then you will see it. Be in the outcome, be in the manifestation, be with what feels good to the best of your ability and know that you will be led. It's not about the shoulds anymore. It's not about fake it till you make it. It's not about just do it. It's about passion, bliss and what feels glorious, amazing, scrumptious, delicious, divine. And when you let feelings that are of a high vibration, not the feelings that we camouflage when we're in trigger, lead you and trust that good feelings have value and merit. So it's the type of thing of when you're like, all right, I got to make money. I got to work on a sales page, a newsletter, like whatever. Like I got to work out whatever like the should thing is that's coming up that you're telling yourself you should do. Instead, ask yourself, what would delight me right now? What would delight me right now? And trust it. Because the more you give into your desires, you will be led spiritually. And it's very counterintuitive. Just count on that. Because you're going to think that you need to go spend 12 hours on a sales page. If you ask yourself, okay, what should I do next? But if you ask yourself, what do I most desire in this moment? And you hear, take a nap, do it. Take a bath, do it. I'm going to go online shopping, buy a new dress, do it. Do that. You want to read a book? You want to call a friend? You want to take what might seem like a risk or a leap, but it excites you to sign up with a mentor? I signed up, I wrote about this on Instagram yesterday. I signed up for with some experts to work on something that I could have done in my business. I know enough about marketing, enough about business, and enough about scaling, and enough about funnels and all the other stuff that I could have figured it out. And it didn't feel good anymore to do that. But there were some things that needed to happen that didn't feel good for me to happen. So I asked them, I said, what would feel good? How could this feel good to happen? I was like, if I had someone else take the lead, if I didn't have to be in charge, if I didn't have to figure it out. And instantly someone came to mind who's an expert in this area. And I called them and I booked it for me and my whole team. And we had this like 2-hour intensive yesterday, which is like the first part of the package. And it felt so like this thing that I was hating, resisting, avoiding felt so good to be supported, to be seen, have someone else doing the work that I do on other people. They were pulling things out of me and my team, and they were connecting the dots. And it was so easy for me to just, they were asking me questions, I was giving them, and they were like, and then all of a sudden, this thing that felt hard and heavy and that I didn't want to do, but had to do, started to take shape. But it took shape in an even bigger and better way because all of us are smarter than one of us. Yes, I could have done it, but it would have just been me. Like this outside perspective, other genius minds getting in the mix, me gifting myself with smart, passionate people who really care about me and my business. It's like, it was like, what a gift. And like, I walked out of that meeting, like floating on air, feeling so light, so inspired. Plus they came up with like amazing ideas that I didn't see for myself because none of us actually can. That's why getting this outside support is just so critical. It's like, this is where truth lives. It's not supposed to be torturous. It's not supposed to be unnecessarily hard. It's meant to be filled with joy. And so P.S., if any of you are in that space and you want to come join me and Danelle Delgado in the Divine Direction event in New York City, do that. Because that's what I'm going to be doing for all of you. That's what Danelle's going to do for you. We're going to see you and lift you up and ask you questions and pull things apart, put them together, just like I had done for me. And it just gets so much lighter. It's like the new era of us being in our desires is in community and being seen and being mentored, not the isolation. You know, I wrote about that in my book. You know, I was the loner. I was in this voluntary isolation, pushing my business forward, and I did well. I made multi-millions, traveled the world, you know, had the honor of facilitating transformation in thousands of people's lives. Like, it wasn't all excruciating. And how much better could it even have been if I had this consciousness around the collective and community? How much more fun could I have had in the process? And P.S. and what other genius people could I have met along the way and learned from, and vice versa, had I opened up in that way? So as we take a look at our current moment, our present lives, I invite you to reach for the next best feeling without judgment. And for you, is it to go move your body and get outside and go take a walk? Is it to plan a girls' trip? Is it to go organize your house because you're finally fed up with it and it would actually feel good to, I don't know, organize that sock drawer? Whatever it is, if you start asking, what do I desire the most right now, not what should I do, you will be led to that divine direction. You will be led to wisdom. It will start to make sense, because what I found in my own life in the past, and I'm seeing it also here today, is that the more I gave to me, the more the genuine desire actually came for the other stuff that I thought I didn't want to do. So it's like the more I, whatever, went shopping, took a nap, went to lunch, then the more I was like, all right, I want to rock that sales page now, or I want to pay those taxes, or I like the stuff that became a should then moved into a place of desire. And I think that for so often, we and particularly our desires have been pushed to the back burner. We've got an underlying resentment where we're like, well, I don't want to like go make money because all the money I make just goes to bills anyways. Or I don't want to go work out because it doesn't really feel good. Or I don't want to, you know, whatever it is. And then we kind of get in this like tug of war place with ourselves. Start with love. Start with a desire and trust that if you are in connection with the divine, you're not going to go into overindulgences, because the desire right now is to order a pizza. Great. If you give yourself that desire to order pizza, then maybe the next morning you're going to want a celery juice. Like, that will be the real desire. And maybe the next day, if you're like giving yourself your desires, then you'll actually want to go move your body. It gets to be a process. But what the whole point here is, understand that when you go for your truth, beyond your wildest dreams is waiting for you. And the old way of achieving success will not get you to your epic life. It will get you to a really good one with a lot of hard work and a lot of grueling, massive action. But if you are going for epic life, then you're going for the spiritual connection, then you are going deep within to access the infinite, where there is all love, where there is all truth, where it is all already done. And that you can count on. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for reminding us that your ways are what we have access to, and your ways are higher than our ways. And thank you for bringing us this peace that passes understanding. Though we do not understand the hows, today we remember that we do not need to. Today we are reminded and delight and bask in all things are possible. And just maybe you haven't shown us all the hows, because you love us that much. You love us so much that you know what's going to get our attention. You love us so much that you want us to come to you as source. You want us to believe in you and your miraculous ways. rather than the thinking of the world. So in this moment, we surrender the need to know how. We release all of the limited ways of thinking. And we receive your love in its fullness in all of your ways. And we pray this believing, amen.
All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20-page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.